Praise.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God for more wild blessing flow. Tonight's a great night that we just want to declare and decree the word of God. God's word is so potent and so powerful, it brings us to the reality of what God wants done in our lives. For every Christian that keeps walking with God must come to an understanding that God is still who he is. And I will say this tonight as we come on the radio tonight. I'm just a guy that believes in what the word of God says. I take God at his word. I believe him at his word. I know his word is sure and true. And nobody can put his word down. Nobody. Satan tried, but Satan failed. So tonight I just want to spend some time with you and just let you know how much love is in our hearts. Tonight's the night that we just said, thank you, Father. Tonight's the night we just come before you, and we praise you, and we adore you, and we magnify your name. For your name is above every name, and for that we said thank you. We praise you, we love you, and we adore you. And then, Father, we just say hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight, Father, the night that we just come to say, because of what you are, what you're doing for us, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for everything that you have done. And Father, you're just keeping us in the fullness of it all. And you brought us to a point in your life where we can just say, Lord, without you, there's nothing we can do. But it's you, oh God. It is you. You have made this all possible. And for this, we said thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. And then, Father, tonight's a night that I just want to say I love you for everything you've done for me and everything that you're doing in me. And I want to thank you for this night. And I just want to just say I love you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, there is a subject matter that I'd like to talk about. It's in the Gospel of Matthew, the 10th chapter. Verse 1 points out to us. And I would just point it out to you. Here is a parable, a statement by God concerning the 10 virgins. And he depicts and he outlines what it's supposed to stand for. And the more we get off into God's word, the more we can see. We can take Psalm 91 and apply it to, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. When we abide under the kingdom of heaven, we have the strength, the fortitude to do what God has called us to do. Now, in the 25th chapter, verse 1, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now, question is arising. And when we take notice, what God is doing, then refers to the past chapters to align us with the teaching of this chapter we're now into. So the question is why? Why? It was to teach and embark upon Jesus about the kingdom of God and what it, we must have a full statement. Now, when we take notice of what the Bible says to us, 10 virgins, the number 10, 10 were wise and 10 were foolish. The 5 of those were wise and the 5 were foolish. The 5 were the true disciples of Jesus Christ during the tribulation. The more we look into the word of God, we find God is looking for true disciples. Because we see things happening, and then in the New Testament, the question was raised. Well, how about this Jesus? Why is it taking so long to come back? See, because everybody right now is questioning the return of Jesus Christ. And I will say to those who listen to me tonight, or even coming near, be wise and not foolish. See. Here is what the 5 foolish were of the Messianic hope that was never converted to and do not have the Holy Spirit. Some people say, well, I'm just going to wait and see what happens. You better go ahead and get born again and get the Holy Spirit. Because if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you are not going to get into heaven. Because it's a mark that God has put on us. And I have to say that again. If you do not have the Holy Spirit, when you say you are born again, if you're born again, you must ask God for the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is a stamp. When you read the Bible and see what the Bible says, no man can come to the Father but by me. And when you do not have the print of the Holy Spirit upon you, because the Holy Spirit, he puts a stamp on our head so that he knows his people. So God knows us. Now, in verse, it says these words, and they were foolish, took their lamps and took no oil with them. Don't we find that in the world going on today? There are a lot of people out there want to have a good time. They don't want to take no... Their lamps represent their bodies, their soul, their spirit. They didn't take no oil with them. They went out there, but they just went out to do what they want to do. And let me tell you something else, what I see in the scripture. And they were foolish, took their lamps and had no oil, no Holy Ghost with them. But the wise took the Holy Ghost in their vessels with their lamps. With their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Isn't that a particular way that some things happen in the life now we live in? We don't want to go to church. We go to church. We don't see what we want to see. And sometimes we go to church and we're so sleepy, we get slumber. When we have a prayer meeting, we get so slumber. When we have a meeting, we get so slumber. But we haven't spent the time at God's word. May I say to you tonight, beloved, wow, the bridegroom represents Jesus Christ. Tarry. He was coming slow as it is coming into the world today. They slept. The world is saying, nah, don't worry about that. That's under control. God's got it under control. No, God does not have it under control. He's given that to his son, Jesus Christ. The bridegroom, he's coming. Are we ready for him? And I will say this to us with much love. And at midnight, see, something happened at midnight in the Jewish culture. At midnight, there was a cry made. Look, the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, coming. Go out to meet him. Everybody, these virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Now, let me tell you something. Trimming your lamp don't mean you're in the right congregation of the righteous. See, because when Jesus come back, see, the unbelievers still believe they think they have a right to be a part of his coming. No, they don't, because the Bible clearly points out how God is going to show us as we come down into the book. And the foolish said unto the wise. See, the world is going to say to those of us who believe, if you're a believer, we're on the right side. And the world is going to say, give us some of your Holy Ghost Our light has gone out. Well, that's our fault, not ours, because we kept trying to tell people, keep your fire burning. As the old preacher used to say, keep some wood on the fire. Because at midnight, it's going to get cold. At midnight, Jesus Christ is coming. At midnight, there's going to be a call. But they went out to meet it. But while the wise went out saying, the wise says, not so. I'm going to say the same thing. Oh, no. Oh, I just have enough for me and for the God, brother. He said, go out and sell. Go out there and do and buy for yourself. But you know what? The scripture says, thank you, Holy Father. The scripture says, you cannot buy the Holy Spirit. They did that in Peter's, in the book of Acts. They tried to buy the Holy Ghost. trying to purchase the Holy Ghost. You can't purchase the Holy Ghost. You must be born again and receive the Holy Spirit. No ifs and buts about it. Plain and simple. It might look silly, stupid, but you can't sell it and you can't buy it for yourself. When the pastor or the evangelist or the teacher the prophet or the apostle is declaring the word of God, somebody say, I want some of that. I want some Holy Ghost. I want to be saved. You got to let it be known. But you see, here's what the Bible said in the 10th verse. But while they went to buy. See, because you can go to Walmart, you can go to a VC, CVS, you can go to Kroger's, you can go to HEB, you can go and buy the Ford, Cadillac, truck, a home. You can go out and go and buy. Well, I'm go out there and bargain. And when they went to buy, Jesus came. And they that were ready with him, in with him to the marriage. My God Almighty. Woo! This just gets me, hallelujah. It gets me to stay ready for when Jesus Christ is coming. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to put anybody down, but I want to tell you something. If you take notice in the Bible and read it for yourself, not so. Everybody want to come to church and say, well, I want what you got. You can get it. All you got to do is come to Jesus. I want all you got. No, not so. Not so. I want to live just like you live. Well, to live like I live, you got to live according to the covenant of God. I want to praise God. Well, you got to do what I do. I praise God. Hallelujah. Now, the door was shut. My God. That's on that millennial, the door was shut. And the virgins in the world came because those people in the seven continents came and said, Lord, Lord, open to us. They thought he's going to have mercy. Now, Lord, you know, he said, I don't even know you. But he said, very, very, I know you not. Watch. I don't know you. But somebody said, why the Lord treat us like, why do you treat us like that? Why the Lord treat us like, no, the Lord don't treat you like that. You treat yourself like that. See, don't get so high and mighty, think you know better than anybody else. See, I'm Willie Hunter. I don't know nothing. But I will just say tonight, as we look at this scripture, at midnight, that's a key word, at midnight. At midnight. If I might say this, at midnight, something happened. A cry. Somebody heard, was made. Jesus is coming. Go out to meet him. Get ready, everybody. Get ready. Oh, man, they just shooting us. They just out there shooting us. Man, he ain't coming. No, man, ain't happening, man. Ain't happening. But something happened. Watch therefore. See, when you get down to the fullness of what God would have us to know, and I will say this to everyone tonight on the radio station with us, praise to the Lord. See, what God wants more than anything else from us, God wants us sincerity. God wants us to be able to stand with him, walk with him, do what he's told us to do. And see, ain't nobody going to do it. Ain't nobody going to do it but God. God is the only one who can do it. God has made it so for us to believe in his word. See, and when you take his word and you give his word, to everybody who can believe it, you know what? You're going to find God. And God is so good. The 10 virgins, they were called out two events. the born-again believers, those who did not believe that they must be born again and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Some people don't want to believe that. They will argue with you tooth and nail about that. No. Why are they going to argue with you? And I'm saying to us again, here is some solid proof. The 10 virgins, 10 talents, all through the book of Matthew, God said, here, the woman who needed healing, all through here, Jesus gave representation. But the key to it, he talked about the kingdom of heaven. Because the kingdom of heaven is where we're going to live, where I'm going to live. I'm not going to live as somebody said. No, I'm going to live according to what God said. I'm going to live just like God said I'm going to live. I'm going to live holy. I'm going to live righteous. I'm going to live in love. Do you love the Lord with all your heart? Do you love him the way, do you love him? Can you give all you have to him? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I submit and I come to you. And I thank you for everything you have done and how you kept me and how you showed me what you want done. See, there are believers out there that don't believe. They don't believe. They're fighting a fight that's not of God. God has no fight. The battle has already been won. All we got to do is walk in the path of what he's done. It's a done deal. I don't care how you see it. Jesus said, it is finished. See, the devil can't do us no more harm to the believers. See, but you got those who must be born again, don't have not received Jesus Christ, and they the storm, I call them a storm rocker. They start doing this and saying that, and they want to do it that way. They don't want to do it God's way. They want to do it good. They want to do it their way. When Jesus said, you must be born again. Must be born again. What you mean by that, Lord? Be no born again. I've already been born. No, you must be born of the Spirit, of this living Spirit of God. You must have the Holy Ghost imprint upon your spirit. God said so through Jesus Christ. And you go in the book of Acts, Romans, you're going to find that God gave the judgment to his son. God took the judgment out of his son because the son paid the ultimate price that we might have that right. And see, there are those who don't believe. They'd rather have some chicken. But I'm going to tell you, see, if you're on the boat with God, you don't have to eat food. You don't have to eat slop. God has made a way so we can have the best that he has for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As it was said years ago, they were leaving from Europe to come to America. The man had paid his price, the full price, but he had crackers. A whole big bundle of crackers. And he ate and he ate. On the third, after they got out there, been out there for a week during that time, on the water, some man came by and said, why are you out eating these crackers? He said, it's all the food I have. He said, did you not know that it was paid for in advance? See, God, hallelujah, he paid for it in advance. He paid for it by giving his blood, shedding his blood, giving up his right. The Bible says he became poor that we might become rich. Hallelujah. See, all born-again believer, the call goes out to you. It's midnight. The call goes out to all believers. It's midnight. Jesus is on his way back. We better get ready to meet him. And let me tell you something with love and kindness in my heart. See, you got to see, hallelujah. See, while they were out there doing what they normally do in the world, you know, you can see, you got some relatives, you got some aunties, some uncles, you got them somewhere, we love them. We're not trying to put them down, but come out of darkness. Stop sinning. Come out. We want you to be a part of what we're doing. See, we are the champions. And the championship is going to be given to us through Jesus Christ, if I might say it that way. But I want you to know, if you can believe, hallelujah, if you can believe that all things are possible, all things are possible, all things are possible through Jesus Christ, God has provided us. God has. God ain't gonna lie to us. He never lied to us. But he gave us a statement. He said, "Can thou believe?" And then some said, "Believe what? I don't know if I can believe all of that." Well, yes, you can. I believe it all. I believe from the day it was prophesied. I believe that Jesus Christ fulfilled all the fivefold. I believe he was a prophet. I believe he was an apostle. I believe he was a teacher. I believe Rabboni, Rabbi. I believe he was an evangelist. I believe he was a pastor. He qualified all of those. But he gave gifts unto men and women. Those are not a stationary thing to do, but it's a gift that we work in to build the kingdom of God. And I want you to know the Holy Spirit is now to those who can believe. Do you really want to come to meet Jesus Christ? If you are out there sinning, and I'm not fussing at you, I'm loving you, because I was out there in darkness until somebody called my name. Somebody caught me by the ear and said, "Jesus loves you." But until I saw it in my own self-life, I can tell you, he loves me and he loves you, because he loved me so until he gave his life for me. He went on Calvary. Can you see what happened on Calvary? Can you see? I know you done been to church, you know them talk about it. I know you done been to prayer meeting and talk about it. I know you done read the script, and the script said they hated him without a cause. See, the devil is a liar. He's a born, bold-faced liar. He doesn't have any rights. He doesn't have any hallelujah, hallelujah. See, but I say again, to those who do not believe, you must be born again. I don't care what nobody say, "Well, we're going to baptize them with the water." That ain't going to get you into heaven. Because John says, "I baptize you with water, but there's one who's coming who's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire." Now, which one do you want? Well, you know, I just got a few more things I got to do. Okay. Now, when is that going to stop? Well, I'll let you know. But see, by that time, hallelujah, the bridegroom cometh. The bridegroom cometh. See, we don't know when he's coming, but we got to stay prepared for his coming. We got to tell some people. We got to tell somebody. Jesus is on his way back. May not look like it, but he's on his way back. When we get in and look into America, we got husbands and wives not loving, hating each other, fighting. We got daughters and sons. The Bible is being fulfilled. But you know what? Those of us who believe, we can put a hold on it by, "Okay, Lord, we need this time." Joshua prayed, and God gave him a whole, a half a day, a whole day to do what he needed to do. See, the time belongs to us, because once we leave this body, there is no return. You're either in the kingdom or you're out of it. Thank God. Thank God on the 15th day on a Friday in the month of May. Look what's happening in America. If it ain't one thing, it's another. If the light bill ain't due, the gas bill is due. If the gas bill ain't due, the car note's due. If the car note ain't due, the insurance. I'm just giving you an example of what you see in your life. But I went up there to buy some food. You better learn how to fast and pray. Leave some food, because the time will come in this life we live in Well, the devil's going to make sure. But if America doesn't stand firm in what it has said, we trust and believe in God because we got some people in our society. I pray for those who are in government, but I pray that they come to an understanding. You're fighting the wrong fight. It's like the man said to the guy fighting with him. He put one hand behind him. He said, "You want to fight me one hand?" He said, "But I heard you a knockout." He said, "No, I'm not going to knock you out." But you have to understand, we're living in a time. The young people are out there doing this and doing that. They're cussing and fighting. Young people nowadays, pornography is on the rise. Drugs on the rise. We got both houses in Congress fighting each other. Fighting the president, he fighting him. But do you know what? See, to us who are born-again believers, now I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm a born-again believer. How do I know? Because I believe that I have received Jesus Christ as my Lord, and I believe I've been baptized with the Holy Ghost with speaking other tongues. I believe it. And with the fire. And with the fire. And with the fire. Am I concerned how much you love about me? Well, don't make a difference. Because I love you. See, I done been down that road where drugs were, whoredom was there, gambling was there. I've been down that road carrying a pistol. I don't need to return. I'm trying to get you out. See, Paul said, as we pass by, we try to snatch them out. That's all we're trying to do. And once you get snatched, glory to God. And once we get you out of here, you're going to say, and you say, "Why didn't you do it earlier?" Well, we're trying to get your attention, but you too busy listen to that other guy. Who is this other guy? The devil. Jesus paid a price. He paid a price. Oh, praise his name. He paid a price. Can you imagine? In the flesh, how they did him. They whipped him beyond recognition. My God, my God. That's why he said to Peter, "Where I'm going," he said, "y'all can't come right now. What is going to happen to me, you can't even endure." And they understood when they saw it. I know I couldn't have took the whipping Jesus took. I couldn't have took the whipping. I know I couldn't have. I know I couldn't have. I'm not going to tell you no lie. That's why I've committed to him and to him only. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I love you so much, Father. I love you so much. And, Father, tonight I want to thank you for just giving me the time to be able to speak on this radio station and let the word be made known. The 10 version. The 10 represent a call out of two events. Now, two events, as I said, the born-again believers and those who do not believe. And we'll say it quickly. No, that ain't what we want. We don't want to be a part of that. We're through with that. But we still love you. We're praying for you. Amen. And we thank God. Anybody on the line? Oh, I see your beloved on the line with us. And if she's got some words she want to say, I welcome her on the line. I welcome her on the line with us. Praise God. Praise God. From Matthew 25th chapter. Regarding the 10 virgins, and God has been impressing upon me to talk about these now, N-O-W, now, amen, amen. I love him. I love him with all my heart. So, if she doesn't have anything to say, I will go ahead and put some music on because I've done what I promised God to do. Amen. The 10 version. And they taught it take you. We got 30 minutes to get the word out.
Amen.
We get it out. Somebody can believe it or receive it. That's what the old preacher said. Your choice is up to you. Are you there? I see somebody in the background. Are you there?
Amen. God bless.
God, oh, God bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for the word on tonight.
Amen.
And
you know,
we cannot be like that.
The five foolish virgins.
No.
Not having our oil ready.
Mm.
It's an echo.
That's me. Let me lower it. Can you hear now?
Amen.
But we cannot.
There's so much teaching of the Word of God that's been going on. And we would be foolish if we did not take heed to what the Word has instructed us to do.
Yes.
So I pray that somebody take heed on the Word that's spoken on tonight.
Yes.
You know, we have a choice now. We don't have to be like the five foolish and not be ready.
No.
You know, we got a chance to be ready now. So it's time to get our oils, our lights, our filled, and be ready when the Son of God returns.
Yes.
Because he is going to return. And it's only because of his love and his grace that he saw fit to bring us into another day. And that's another day. Another opportunity, a chance to get it right with him. Not only to get it right, but because some of us are living right, but to tell somebody about who he is and his goodness.
Yes.
So we got a twofold opportunity. Either we need to get right or we need to help get somebody else right. Amen?
Amen.
So I bless the Lord for the word on tonight.
Well, I tell you what, the Lord put this on my heart heavy this evening on the way back from the training. And I looked to the words, and I looked for it. I was searching the scripture on my phone. I said, okay, God says, speak to them about the 10 virgins tonight. I said, okay, Lord. And I just want the people to know what God is doing. Now, we take notice up there in Philadelphia. Here was a train that's supposed to be traveling, but it was going past the speed limit. Supposed to be traveling 50 miles an hour. Somehow or another, it geared up to 107 miles an hour running. And people lost their lives. Was this an act of God? No. Who was it? It was the devil and all of his work. Because the devil wants to be able to, well, you know, God was the cause of that. The biggest lie ever told. Satan desires to hide behind the scene. And then we take notice of what we got this young boy. He's going to get his death warrant up there in Boston. I said, well, that's why God put it in the earth realm. And when you judge right and do it right, God's not going to hold you. I mean, Jesus is not going to hold you because you're following the word of God. You got to.
Amen. But isn't that an example of a five wise and five foolish?
That's just a chance to
show us that we don't know when that day is coming. And
we
that's
don't
all
know.
I hear. It's about that train wreck. No, God didn't cause that train wreck. But
no.
And I'm not saying people was not on that train, was not ready.
Thank you.
Say if they wasn't, because I don't have a hell or a heaven or hell to put anybody into. And I'm not going to do that.
Me neither.
Say if somebody was not ready.
My God.
Their light went out.
Yes.
And that's what God is saying. Listen, take heed to the warnings. Look at the signs that's on the earth and the destruction. The word of God declares there is a warning before the destruction.
Yes.
And we have time. We have time.
My mama.
To get it right. And we don't know. It could be that fatal train accident. It could be that airplane that failed into traffic in Atlanta. So we don't know. It's just so many things, so many signs that the world, God is showing us, but we're not taking heed. people, we don't have time.
We don't.
The Word of God declares, render the time.
The time.
Why is yet day? For no man knows the hour the Son of Man shall return.
That's good.
We got to take heed.
We
got
to
take heed.
And you know what? While we're on the radio, I want it to be known to those who listen to us that there's going to be a godly revival in Houston, Texas, June the 24th to the 27th. And we are believing God. I have nothing to hide because it's already been unfolded. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach this gospel. But I want to tell you, because what God is going to do right here in Houston, Texas, the devil can't stop it. It's a done deal. Jesus said to those of us who believe, all things are possible.
All things.
All things. Not something. All. All is possible. I don't care how hard you try to stop it. It ain't going to happen. It's a done deal.
Done deal.
There's some out there that we just going to believe through the preaching of Prophet Shunna and to Tracy and to Abraham and to the rest of, we just gonna believe the Word of God's gonna flow like never before. And you know, one thing I will say, if while we're talking to every born again believer, it's your hour now. Shine, baby, shine. Shine, baby, shine. It's your hour. Don't let nobody tell you you can't, because I'm telling you can. Because they told me I couldn't put a radio station. I got a radio station because I believe. I believe. And I'm also studying on Psalm 98 and 1. He said, he that dwell, in other words, I dwell in a secret place. I dwell with where God dwell. Yeah, don't you? Yeah. Because that's a place. It's a safety. It's a haven. It's a place where we can, all glory to God. Oh, my, my, my. And see what God is doing. Hallelujah. And God wants us to come on and to get on his ship. See, the world's got a ship that's floating down. Like I told somebody, I said, I don't know why God would let me go to Israel in 1964. But God had a reason. I don't know why God would let me go to Africa in 1966, but God had a reason. You don't know? No, I don't. God has a reason, because he knew what he wanted to do. See, God has his angels, according to Psalm 91. He gives his angels charge to watch over us. You look at Psalm 103, and his angels are behold his face. And they just, when God says something, zip, they down there. They take care of us. Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, tonight we just declare and decree that your word became life, and your life live within us right now. I want to thank you. I want to thank you this night, Father. Thank you. Thank you. For everything you've done for us to where we are right now. Father, we said or done or thought something wrong. We just repent and bow before you and ask you to forgive us that we might do your will. And then, Father, the many things that I see that are happening in the life we now live, give us the wisdom and the understanding. As it said in the book of Colossians, and the knowledge that we might do what you call us to do, that we might glorify you. Our time is now, and we say we take in charge of it. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, I praise your name. When you woke us up early this morning, I said thank you. When you moved us out, I said thank you. When you put food in our, I said thank you. Clothes, thank you. Hallelujah. Even in Houston, Texas, when it was raining, where the water was, I said, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Regardless of how dark it looks, thank you, Lord. Because I know the light shines in the darkness. And we are the light. We are the light. We are the light, Father. And then, Father, tonight, as we just declare and decree, the things that you have done for us this night, and, Father, we just praise you. We love you and we adore you. I pray for the fivefold ministry. I pray that they will come to realization that your word is quick, as quick and sharp than any two-edged sword. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, we just declare and decree, Peter, 2 Nathan 24:8, where it says, by the stripes that Jesus bore on his back, all who can believe it, they're healed. I believe it. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Hallelujah. Because your word, you gave Jude to say, he called Enoch, the seventh one, come here, Enoch, I got something I want to show you. And you walk with him. He's still walking with you, Lord. You're still a good God. Hallelujah. My God, you're a good God. You're a good God. Ain't nobody like you. Ain't nobody like you. You're a good God. Yes. Oh, I'm good. Thank you. Bo-bo-bo-sikiri-ande-ha. Niri-ko-ho-sha-ha-ha-ha. Leri-ma-bo-bo-sikiri-o-sho-ko-sha. Alende-de-ho-san-de-de-he. Ke-ke-ka-ya-sa-ta. Yes. And then, Father, I read in the book of Psalms and your word, and you brought it to my attention where Jesus declared then, he said, I was with the Father when he made the heavens and the earth. I was with him. Hallelujah. Take us to the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Thank you, Father. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Nobody but you. Excellent. Excellent. Hallelujah. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Glory, 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 glory. You said, and when Behemoth was even created, you was there. Before he flung the stars, the Pleiades, you were there. You said it, Yeshua HaMashiach. You said it, Jesus. I was there, beholding them face to face. Hallelujah. My God Almighty. What kind of... This is an awesome God. This is a loving God. This is a peaceful God. But he's a revengeful God. Because Satan came and tried to do the wrong thing. He did the wrong thing. Going to try to upset his authority in heaven. Don't rule nothing up there. Don't rule nothing on earth. That's why we're trying to get the believer to see and come to the point. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for my grandson. He's 14, but thank you for him, Father, who recognized who you are right now in the spirit. He lets me know. I thank you, Father. I thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus. Prophet, you got anything else you want to say? Woo, Jesus.
I just bless the Lord.
I bless the Lord. So... until we meet again, the Lord bless and keep you. And we keep pressing in. And I want to just say to the believers, we're going to have a time here in Houston. Don't tell nobody. We told you, we'd already announced it. We're going to have a time, a Holy Ghost time in Houston. Oh, yes, and I ask you to pray for my neighbor, Prophetess Reverend McNeil. He's in the hospital. And they say it's critical, but I believe, if I can find somebody in the family that can believe, I believe with him, he'll live.
He'll live.
And I ask you to pray for me that I stay in the concourse of God's love. Lord, I pray you likewise. May the peace of God be with you until we meet again, okay?
Amen. God bless you.
God bless. My God.